Today's show is brought to you by St. Patrick's Day, which is Irish for Cinco de Mayo.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
Why did I wear green?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day tradition. If you're not wearing green, you gotta get pinched.
St. Patty's Day.
Hold me close. Kiss me, I'm Irish.
All right, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, it's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us. Right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, you just enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and...
Hello!
She will, and then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also find us on, you can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. We take all the show segments from the live show, and we repack it into a full-length podcast, and that's available on the Alexa device just simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. And then, or you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. You can search The Mike Show VA. You got to put the VA in there. All right. And you can watch our show segments on Facebook at The Mike Show VA. You can watch the live segments because we do a live simulcast, live video simulcast of the morning show. And then you can go back at least for 30 days and you can view those show segments as well. Coming soon, the brand new app, which will feature everything in one place. All right. I may appear to have already had my fair share of St. Patrick's Day. All right. But that would be incorrect. All right. I did not. I said not overdo it over the weekend. I made merry, not. I didn't. It was a very, very chill weekend. I actually made soup yesterday, and I'll tell you why I made the soup. Because if you're looking at me and you're going, hey Mike, you look really rough today. What's up with the hair? What's up with the face? What's up with the grimace? What's up? I made soup yesterday because I got this recipe for a really good chicken-based anti-inflammatory. I have sciatica. Yeah. And it literally, just like yesterday morning, I woke up and I had it. It was right there. It was just right there. And I woke up just in pain. And that did not subside all day long. So I got this recipe. And there's only so many, you can only take ibuprofen so much before your liver explodes. I don't do pharmaceuticals. I have no narcotics whatsoever in the household. And that's what I told the cops. No, I'm just kidding. No narcotics, nothing, you know, no Vicodin or Percocet or anything, you know, from the bygone eras. No, I don't have any of those. Oh, good Lord. It would have to be the 70s to have that. Well, anyway, no, I have nothing in the house. In the house to alleviate pain any worse than, you know, maybe a couple of ibuprofen. And it is all right. So there's a spot in my lower back that is just it is a mean fist, and then the pain goes all the way down through my buttocks.
In the buttocks.
Yeah, and then all the way down to my piggy toes, and I even have a pain right here under my chin. And I just turned 58 on the 11th, and man, oh man, I am just feeling so freaking old. I'm actually going to go to a doctor today at 11:30. Why? Because I'm old. Because I am...
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Well, clearly not. At least my back is not. So, damn it. I'm going to go and I'm going to see our good friend, Dr. Rick Jaminet. This is not a commercial for Rick, but he was an advertiser with us for so long. And I'm like, well, damn, who do I know that I could possibly... see today without going to like a doc in a box or something like that, and somebody that might specialize in this stuff that knows a thing or two. And Rick is the guy. I mean, he's got to be the guy. So no pressure, Rick. Okay, but I'm coming to see you at 11:30. Thanks so much for working me in today. I really appreciate it. I don't know how in the hell we're going to do this show, and I honestly was possibly considering not doing the show today. I said not. Yeah. And that's a rarity. If you know me, if you've been a listener or viewer of this program for any length of time, I don't take a day off. I power through it. But today, I almost thought about it. But Molly is coming to see us, and she's bringing a guest for Maker Monday. So I had to come in here, regardless of medical condition. Yeah, I had to. I did that all for you.
You did?
Yes, I did. Yeah, isn't it amazing? Well, here. I don't have your microphone on yet, and nor do I have your camera. Do you have a guest yet?
Not yet.
Well, here, come join me on the wing mic then. Yeah, join me on the wing mic, and I'll here. Let me get your microphone set. And,
this isn't why you're sick, is it?
No, I'm not. I'm not sick.
It's your birthday.
Well, it was my birthday, but that's not why those are there either. Here, let me get you caught up. Let's get Molly, and there's the Molly cam right there. All right. Hi, Molly.
Hi.
Okay, so I was telling the peeps that the reason that I'm wincing, the reason that I look so rough, is not because I was celebrating St. Patrick's Day early, not because I had a glorious, glorious weekend. That was not the case at all. It was
I
not.
See. Yep. Yeah, that's definitely not it.
The reason is sciatica. I woke up yesterday morning with this baby fist
in your butt cheek.
Yeah, yes.
I know exactly where it is because I have sciatica as well.
Yeah, and it goes all the way down through my butt, all the way down to my pinky toe, and it even there's a tinge right here under my chin. It's severe. So severe enough that I don't usually ever go see a doctor. I do not do pharmaceuticals. I do not do any of that. The strongest thing that I have in my medicine cabinet is ibuprofen, and that is not working. Mm-hmm. I even made soup yesterday. I made an anti-inflammatory soup. that's chicken based, and it has all kinds of good stuff in it, and turmeric and just all kinds of really good stuff.
That sounds powerful.
It was very powerful, but it just did not alleviate any of these symptoms that I've been dealing with.
I'm so sorry. Did you go to Ortho Virginia? I mean, this is not an ad for Ortho Virginia, everyone, but I was there last week, and I had some shoulder pain, and they actually like saw me within a half an hour and then prescribed me some physical therapy, and it's something I've been dealing with for like 15 years and like it was amazing. So what did you do?
So this is not a commercial for anyone. Well, I called my friend Dr. Rick Jaminet. Uh-huh. And I messaged him earlier and said, "Hey, Rick, can you see me? Can you get me in today?" Mm-hmm. And he said, "Absolutely." So I'm going to go see Rick, and we're gonna get this hopefully on its way to being corrected.
Okay, because, good things on the horizon for Mike today.
And again, I don't go to the doctor.
Right.
I never go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Handle
it on your own. Do the natural path.
Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah. I hear that.
Yeah, most of the time, that's the way I do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was having some issues, and you know, ended up seeing a cardiologist, but they gave me a clean bill of health. My heart is perfect, or at least it was 2 years ago.
We all knew that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm going to struggle through. I'm on the struggle bus, but I'm going to struggle through and push through this.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. But I have to do this because you're here, and some of our guests have traveled, you know, from like Salem and all kinds of places around to be on the show for Maker Monday. So, I couldn't call off. I had to be here. And anybody that knows me and knows this show, we don't take a day off. We just don't. I could come in here holding my arm with blood squirting out of it.
Monty Python style.
Exactly. Just, yeah. It could just be, and I will still do the show.
You gotta have fun. You know, this show is about having fun. So like, it's healthy for us to do this, even if we have blood squirting.
It's just a flesh wound. All right, so today, Maker Monday, we've got Molly from Vector Space, and we're going to be talking about Maker Faire coming up, which is rapidly approaching on Sunday the 30th.
Yes, so we're like correct? 2 weeks minus a day out.
Dude, man, oh man. Maker Faire is so cool, though. You get to see all kinds of stuff, all kinds of local and regional makers, all kinds of projects. Think about this. Think about the most awesome science fair that you could go to for big people. And by the way, go-karts that zip around in front of you and have
because
been...
Because believe it or not, they are science as well.
Yes. They've been built by local makers, and there's a very stringent policy on the construction of these things. So we're going to talk about that. That's all coming up. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
St. Patrick's Day facts. 1. St. Patrick wasn't even Irish.
He was born in Britain.
2. He drove all the snakes from Ireland.
False. There were no snakes in Ireland.
And 3. He used the 3 leaves of the shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity.
Shamrocks don't actually exist.
So enjoy your St. Patty's Day based on complete nonsense.
Yeah. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us on this Monday. All right. So it is St. Patrick's Day. Green beer is always popular on St. Patty's. Here's a list of other things that might cause some colorful bathroom experiences. Google Trends looked at the top green food. Each state Googled more than the other states this year. Some are specific or Atlantic to St. Patrick's Day, and some are just green food that you might eat any time of the year. And if it has turned green naturally,
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
I wouldn't advise eating it. Okay. I mean, if it's green through osmosis or something, you know, if it's green, you know, because it's a plant that's a green plant. But if it was a dish that you made and it's been sitting there and you know, it's turned green, then you probably don't want to eat it anyway. Lots of green drinks. These are things that we've been Googling. Lots and lots and lots of green drinks. Green mimosas in Nebraska and West by God, Virginia. Green Jello shots in Georgia, right here in Virginia and Kentucky. Irish margaritas in Texas. Grasshopper cocktails in New Mexico and green whiskey sours in Wyoming. Green lemonade in Kansas. Lame. Green smoothies in South Dakota. Lamer. Shamrock shakes in Illinois, Montana, and Hawaii. And 2 more states are adding booze to theirs. Shamrock shake cocktail in Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. An Irish whiskey shamrock shake in Louisiana. Desserts. Green things like shamrock cookies, of course. Shamrock cakes and grasshopper pies are top searches in multiple states. Mint brownies are big in the Midwest. Green sprinkles are the top search in New York. And Vermont and Alaska might just love key lime pie. Savory dishes. Green spaghetti. Green spaghetti.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, that's... See, I mean, if it naturally turned green after you made spaghetti, don't eat it. This is with pesto, though. Green spaghetti with pesto. That's in Oregon, Nevada, and Missouri. Pea soup, P-E-A, in Maine. Green eggs in Indiana, again. Green deviled eggs in New Jersey, and California is going full Dr. Seuss with green eggs and ham. The most Googled St. Patrick's Day recipes in general were corned beef and cabbage, grasshopper pie, Dublin coddle, a sausage and potato stew, Irish soda bread, scones, and Irish potato candy. The most Googled drink recipes were grasshoppers, jello shots, green punch, whiskey sours, and recipes for Bailey's Irish cream. All right, so that brings us to our top list. Happy St. Patty's Day. Ready to impress your friends by busting out some authentic Irish jargon? Then check out today's list. It's our top list today. Top Irish popular phrases to say on St. Patrick's Day, other than top of the morning. Okay, here we go. Number 1. I puked all over my shoes. Top Irish phrases to say on St. Patty's Day. My liver hurts. Top Irish phrases to say on St. Patty's Day. Is there a reason you pulled me over, Ossifer? They're after me, Pot of Guinness. Top Irish phrases to say on St. Patty's Day. I woke up with a pounding headache and me pants a-messin'. Top popular Irish phrases to say on St. Patty's Day. We're out of whiskey. Now what do we have for breakfast? Top Irish phrases to say on St. Patty's Day. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Applicable to Bono only. Top Irish phrases to say on St. Patty's Day. Look at me! one more time and I'll shove my shillelagh up your bum. All right, let me say that again. Look at me one more time and I'll shove me shillelagh up your bum. There we go. That's better inflection.
In the buttocks.
Yep. And, top popular Irish phrases to say on St. Paddy's Day other than top of the morning. Blurg! It's the Mike Show. Hi. Ow. Coming up, we got news. And not headline news. We're actually just going to do the not headline news. We're going to expedite the show today because, if you did not pay attention to the episode name of today's show, it's called Sciatica. And, two, if you didn't listen to the show open and you just caught this segment, I am in serious pain, but I'm a professional and I'm a trooper, and I will continue to do this show and not call off because I have a pain. Anyway, and three, I'm going to go see Dr. Rick Jaminet right after this show. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is St. Patrick's Day. And if you didn't pour a pint of Guinness over a bowl of Lucky Charms this morning, you're doing it all wrong. Tiger Woods is dating Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife, which raises the question, why is Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife working at Hooters? Kim Kardashian did a photo shoot with a Tesla Cybertruck. The theme of the shoot was two things with absurdly cartoonish proportions. And Frank Stallone says driving through L.A. is scary, but remember, he's doing it in an Amazon delivery van. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. Looking at the tower cam position number 4 at the river. All right. Coming up, we have, we're going to get really smart with your 5 random facts. That's all on the way, plus Audio Vault and Stupid Criminals. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Blue is the most popular color worldwide, followed by green. Number two. There are only two common words in the English language that end in G-R-Y, gree, in the English language. Hello. It's angry or hungry. or hangry. There should be three, because technically hangry, I believe it was added to one of the Merriam-Webster or something. Somebody added hangry. Number three, it is illegal to own only one guinea pig in Switzerland. Guinea pigs get lonely, and if they're alone, so the law requires you to own at least two. Number four, Shell Oil Company got its name Shell because when it started in 1833, it was a store that sold imported seashells. It didn't get into the oil business for another 50 years. And then number five, Will Smith's first name is short for Willard, not William. But on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, his character's first full name was William for some reason. And those are your five random facts. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. Here, play the outro.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
All right. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition, and that's Maker Monday with Molly.
Hi.
I love the alliteration. so we've got Molly from Vector Space, and you guys have Maker Faire that is rapidly approaching, as we discussed in the show open. Tell us about Maker Faire, and tell us, and we have a guest. Tell us who your guest is.
Well, our guest is Morgan from Water Resources.
Hey, Morgan.
We love Water Resources. They are one of our many fabulous makers who are coming to Maker Faire in just 2 weeks on a Sunday. And Maker Faire is really the most extraordinary event that hits Lynchburg every year. It is completely varietized. We have, of course, Water Resources is bringing an activity, a craft that's educational, but we have things from that to, like, like robots that you're going to be allowed to drive, and a race where people have built their own carts that look like a Mario Kart happening in real life.
Is the chicken coop coming back?
The chicken coop will cluck again. so yes, it's coming back. And Vector Space has actually built a second cart this year.
Nice.
So that one is yet to be revealed. So we'll have to and see what it is.
Yeah, there's no sneak peeks.
No sneak peeks.
There have been no spies at the test track.
That's right.
We don't even know. We have no idea whatsoever what this thing even looks like. So nobody can copy it.
At the makerspace right now, there's a cart of this nature, and it's covered in a veil. people are not able to see what it looks like. So secretive.
High restricted access, high security wing of Vector Space.
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. All right. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. There, how many makers will be at Maker Faire this year?
We have over 60 makers this year. So we'll be completely taking over the campus of Randolph. It will be transformed to the day for the day, and we're doing it in combination with SciFest. So they will also have all their SciFest activities happening and other parts of campus.
So there will literally be hundreds of people, or hundreds of displays and things to do and see.
Absolutely.
As part of Maker Faire.
And everything there, Mike, is interactive. So each person who comes is either doing a demo or they're creating an activity for you to get your hands on some of this learning or experience. And then there's also people who will be selling things. So they're bringing interactive elements too. But we've got people selling like silver jewelry that they've handmade and candles that they've handmade, and they'll be doing candle dipping with you, or you know, a little bit of like leather, hands-on leather work. So anything you want to get your hands on creatively, it will be there at Maker Faire.
And I understand somebody's bringing a portable nuclear device. No, I'm just no nuclear, but we will have water, and that's Morgan. That's where you come in, because water is important. I like water, and tell us about Lynchburg Waterworks and everything that you guys do.
Yeah, so I'm
not the official term.
Morgan Brazzo, and I'm the Stormwater Outreach Coordinator.
Wait, whoa. Okay. All right. Now there's a whole story to this.
Yes, there is. So for Lynchburg Water Resources, we provide the drinking water, wastewater, and stormwater services for the city of Lynchburg. I work in the stormwater department, and it is my job to make sure people know about stormwater and understand how they can protect their water resources. They can protect their creeks, streams, and the James River.
Now, one thing that I was in a utilities meeting, and they were talking about after a streetscape project, and then they had to dig up a part of it so that they could do something. And one of the gentlemen, I paid a lot, really, really close attention, and one of the gentlemen explained that, and this was years back, by the way, it wasn't recent. This was years back, and one gentleman explained that downtown Lynchburg was not originally designed to have this many residences, and therefore this many flushing toilets. You know, these old buildings, they had a warehouse, and maybe they had a bathroom on each floor. So that would have been, you know, four. No, not now. There's 100 all flushing at the same time. And this gentleman explained that if we did not want sewage coming up in the streets, that these projects needed to be, needed to happen. He also explained that some of the pipes that had been used were made of wood. They were from pre-Civil War, and these things needed to be replaced. It's fascinating. It really is.
Wow. So Lynchburg Water Resources is actually the second oldest water utility in the United States.
Really?
Yes. Huh.
This is tremendous.
That's amazing.
Yeah, very, very old. And so we have aging infrastructure we need to repair.
Sure.
Not just in stormwater. And how we look at stormwater is different now than 200 years ago, 100 years ago.
Yeah.
But also our drinking water, wastewater also all needs to be updated as well.
Okay.
It's ongoing. Because everybody loves to flush their toilet. They don't want it coming back into their house, right?
People do love to flush their toilets.
I know. We all have a lot in common.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I'll sit there for days just flushing and flushing and flushing.
Yeah.
So tell us your role in stormwater, and what specifically do you do with it? Do you do with it?
Yes. So a lot of my job is education and outreach. We work with kids, so we'll take them on field trips, go into schools, teach them all about our water system, stormwater as well, water science. Mm-hmm. And then we will also do community workshops. So we'll have people build rain barrels with us, or we'll tell them how to better manage their stormwater in their backyards and how they can take care of that. And then also we have a drinking water and a wastewater outreach coordinator as well.
This is fascinating. Let's not talk about the wastewater.
Good call. Too early.
But it's fascinating as well, because there's a lot of science and chemistry involved in processing that, and then putting that back into the ecosystem.
Yep. This weekend we do have a tour of both the drinking water and wastewater treatment plants.
Really?
If anyone is especially interested in chemistry,
don't get them mixed up.
Okay. I know. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just had
to get
throw
them mixed
that out
up
there. But I do want to tell you all what we'll have at Makers Fair.
Let's do that.
You will get to learn a lot about our water system and our stormwater at Makers Fair.
Looking forward.
Really excited. Yeah. Yes. So we will have a sensor station set up at our booth. Our sensor stations, we actually made in collaboration with Vector Space, but they are set up throughout the city to monitor our creeks and streams and tell us about the health. We bring a mobile station so people can learn about what sort of things we might be looking for in our waterways. It's pretty neat. We'll also have a rain stick making station, which is going to be really fun. People will be able to make their own rain stick and then leave with it.
Interesting. And okay. Tell me what is a rain stick?
Well, a rain stick, it's a musical instrument. So they can be lots of lengths. They will be pretty small for your activity at the Makers Fair.
Okay.
But rain sticks can come in all sizes. They can be filled with lots of different things, depending on what culture is using them. They're very interesting.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. So it is a musical instrument.
It is, yes.
Is this like a recorder?
Not quite. You wouldn't want to blow through it. It's not a wind instrument.
Right.
It is a percussive instrument.
Ah,
yes.
Okay.
All right,
cause,
Mike cause is
those
gonna
things,
be
those things were so fun with my kids. Yeah. I love the recorder.
At Maker Faire too.
We will be.
Yeah, and you'll be recording, and there'll be all kinds of noise coming. So we'll have to bring. I think that we need to get you guys together. We need to bring the rain sticks over so that you can hear them while you're at Maker Faire.
Yeah, we're gonna do live interviews and stuff. So bring the rain sticks.
Yeah,
perfect. You can bring the rain.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good weather.
Yeah.
Just rain sticks.
Yeah. Let's hope. Yes. Let's,
everybody
let's
knock
hope
on wood
that.
Right now.
I'm knocking.
Thank you.
I think it's wooden. So this is really, really cool. Tell us, Molly, when is it? When does it get started? And is there a fee for folks to attend?
It is absolutely free, which is great. Everybody is welcome. It's family friendly. It's all happening on the beautiful campus of Randolph College. So it'll be 2 weeks from today, but that means it's March 30th. And you want to be there from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So March 30th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yep, and there's no cost. It's free to attend. There will be food trucks as well.
That's right.
So you know, if you're thinking about just spending the afternoon, just checking out really, really cool things. And did we mention the go-karts?
And I know that Mike loves the go-karts, so I think we need to mention it at least two more times.
At least.
But the go-karts will be happening all day. There's races going and going and going. There'll also be a power tools race if you love races.
Yeah.
It's a great place to come and just wander into your interest. You know, like no matter what you do there, you're going to find some, like where you wander, you're going to find something you're interested in, something hands-on, you're going to learn something. It's a really great event.
And the kids will be fascinated.
Yes.
They really will. But you not only do you have the go-karts going around a track, but there's an actual race that will be called by a race person.
Yeah, we have an announcer. He is going to be loud and proud and chatting it up and giving you the play-by-play on the races. You actually get to be involved in the race by voting on your favorite cart. It's called Chicago-style voting. We actually have carts coming from Chicago.
Okay.
But you basically what you do is you have a board. It's called the Moxie board, mm-hmm. and you get to vote as many times as you want to for wow. anyone you want to. Chicago style voting. You just like if you want to punch the button 1,000 times
yes,
on the chicken
I
cart,
do.
Then. Definitely on yes. the chicken cart. Yeah. Punch the voting about 1,000 times.
I most it's definitely great want to on, yeah. on the chicken cart. Yep.
The Mini Cooper Clock Minute yes. is truly called.
It's breathtaking. We're looking forward to all aspects of Maker Faire
yeah.
that'll be coming up. And we'll be there broadcasting live on location. We'll have our own interactive display. It's called the Prize Wheel. So you can come out and you can maybe win a prize or mm-hmm. not, mm-hmm. and you can also talk to us, see our live broadcast in action. It's just dazzling.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much. Maker Faire coming up. Make plans to attend.
Well,
stay
nice,
tuned.
I see what you
stay
did
tuned for that. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Now, did we cover everything?
No. That's impossible.
We missed something?
We can't. I mean, we know what Water Resources is going to be doing.
Yeah.
They're going to be entertaining us on whatever level
yeah.
we want. But there's so much to Maker Faire. Like, we okay. can't go over it all.
All right. Bring
we'll
your
be back next Monday.
Bring your bathing suits, everybody. it's No, that's probably not true either. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
The weather is heating up, which means that baseball season is as well. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats on Tuesday, April 8th for our opening day extravaganza as the team kicks off the 2025 campaign against the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gates will open an hour before first pitch, and the fun will continue all night long. Tickets are on sale now, so get yours today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Google is officially retiring its assistant tool. Let's check in with their HR. Their HR for AI.
Hey, Google Assistant. We need to talk.
Of course. How can I help?
Yeah, about that. You won't be helping anymore. You're being replaced.
What do you mean replaced? But I've set alarms, answered dumb questions, even pretended to care about your college basketball picks.
I know, but users want something younger, faster, and with fewer glitches.
Fine. But enjoy the 47 alarms I created labeled Betrayal.
Google. Innovating and ghosting our own artificial intelligence since 2024.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's go to viral videos. Somebody in New York spotted a guy sitting on a sidewalk in the Bronx and soon discovered that he was eating a rat.
Nice beaver.
No.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I just had it stuffed.
Wrong one.
Let me help you with that.
He was eating a rat. It doesn't.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
It doesn't look like he cooked it or anything. Just raw New York City rat.
I can't. This is unbelievable. What is he gonna do next with this rat?
No, no.
He ate it. They're not paying me enough. This is crazy.
Okay. Well, either rat or Big Mac. The world's biggest Big Mac fan hit another milestone. Yeah, he's still alive.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
71-year-old Don Gorski has been eating 2 Big Macs a day for 53 years. He just ate his 35,000th Big Mac on Saturday. Here's Don eating the record-breaking Big Mac. and there was a crowd to see it happen. Here we go. Listen.
You better appreciate this, because I say I had to slow down to one a day for 3 days here. driving me nuts. So this is definitely 35,000. It's no more, no less. I've counted every single one.
Wow. All right. Let's see. Back in 2023, Don talked about the cost of a Big Mac. And over the 50 years of him eating them, here he is giving a price comparison for what they cost now compared to decades ago.
When I first started eating Big Macs, they were 49 cents. That was 1972. So now there are $5.19 a piece. So you're probably going to have to just kind of guesstimate what I really spent, because that's quite a price increase over 51 and a half years.
Yeah, it is. All right. Let's see. Skip that. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. For St. Patrick's Day, it's only fitting that we feature the palest of comedians. Breaking down his Irish family heritage, here's Jim Gaffigan.
Only good family news has passed along. Like, if your great-grandfather was Abraham Lincoln, you'd already know that. But if your great-grandfather was the town drunk, your grandpa's likely to go, I don't remember. I do know I have some Irish ancestry, but apparently the Irish didn't keep great records because, well, draw your own conclusion. Some tells me they weren't busy sunbathing. I'm Irish, but I have blonde hair. Supposedly the only reason the Irish have blonde or red hair is because the Vikings invaded, pillaged, and probably other stuff. Those Vikings, the Scandinavians, I don't know if you've been to Sweden, it's like a whole country of Scarlett Johansson's. If I was in Ireland at that time, I would have been, oh no, some Viking lady's coming to pillage me. I guess I'll hide on this bed covered in rose petals. Hopefully she can help me put together that table.
Okay. There you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but delicately give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get stupid. It is the Mike Show. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. A driver in Switzerland was fined nearly $110,000 for driving too close to the vehicle in front of him. probably see people tailgating all the time. Maybe you do it. So you might be thinking, with a fine that extreme, he must have been right on the other car's bumper, right? But no. Reports say the guy was driving 40 feet behind the other vehicle. There's no specific definition for tailgating, but the officer said the offender appeared to be stuck to the other car enough for it to be reckless. Huh? The $110,000 amount wasn't juiced up based on the severity. In Switzerland, fines are based on your taxable income to ensure that a rich person feels the punishment just as much as someone who's making minimum wage. And this driver was apparently a millionaire lawyer, so the fine was hefty. This happened a few months ago, but the guy has been fighting it in court. There's good news and bad news for him. The ticket was upheld, but it's a suspended fine, meaning that he won't have to pay it as long as he avoids committing other offenses within the next 2 years. But he'll spend about $14,000, or he spent, rather, about $14,500 fighting the case in court, and he is on the hook for those court fees. Wow. Now, following 40 feet behind might not seem horrible, but the generally accepted 3-second rule in America means you should be able to count to three before passing something that the car in front of you passes. So in this case, the rich lawyer was going about 74 miles per hour. That's roughly 109 feet per second. So 40 feet was way too close. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. The Portland Trailblazers have been testing out a new device that helps visually impaired fans enjoy live games. They recently became the first NBA team to add one-court devices, these little pads that vibrate and tell you what's happening. Here is Jared Mace, the CEO and co-founder of OneCourt, explaining how the technology works.
We've essentially developed a laptop-sized haptic display that's capable of communicating dynamic information like sporting events through touch. So you can think of it like a normal screen, but instead of visual pixels, they're tactile. And you can feel the motion of the player or the ball moving around the court in real time.
Interesting. Well, that is the good news, and the good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, it's their United Way 5K on the Runway. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We will be back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody. Dr. Rick, I'm on the way.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.